Hey, Marty, for those who never saw the show, so that they can appreciate our conversation with you and your brother Rick, give us a little thumbnail sketch of the show that takes place not all that far from where we are in New Hampshire.
Well, the thumbnail sketch goes like this. In 1795, some young boys found what appeared to be extensive workings of a treasure vault. But a succession of treasure hunters followed in their footsteps, and this went on for 225 years, and we are the latest incarnation. We're the latest treasure hunters, so try and figure this out.
That's a very, very good explanation. So, Rick, what started as an expected treasure trove called the Money Pit took an unexpected turn that brought your efforts back to the 1100s. Pretty amazing, but not too profitable, huh?
Well, not yet.
Right.
But you know what? Profit and or treasure is, you know, everyone defines it a bit differently. I think, you know, one of the treasures here has been certainly the telling of a story that has evolved over 225 years, almost as long as the U.S. has been a country. That's quite remarkable in and of itself. And the other treasures we have found are meeting the people who come to visit the island, the tourists, and how they have become enamored of the story. And probably one of the best things we have recovered, if you will, is been able to basically allow young minds to imagine the possibilities in their own lives. When Marty and I were growing up, we certainly didn't think of ourselves as treasure hunters, but it allows children to imagine for themselves what treasure they seek.
So, Rick, as season 7 ended, your team met and discussed the risk-reward of continuing at a cost of how much money?
We don't really gauge it like that. And Marty and I said to ourselves early on, when it stops being fun, when we feel like we can't move the dial, those really are the two defining parameters of shall we continue or shall we not. And the show, of course, has been very helpful.
Sure.
But I
thought I heard numbers like tens of millions of dollars to get where you thought you needed to go. Is that still on the table?
Yeah, this is Marty. Yes, to really figure this out for sure, it would be, you know, you might be off a little bit with tens. I would ratchet that up somewhat.
Oh, okay.
I think 20, $30 million to actually do the big dig, which is contemplated.
I would love to help you guys. Maybe I can start a GoFundMe page on Facebook. Would that be helpful?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about that.
You described this dig originally as, quote, collective madness, and it sounds to me like nothing's changed.
No, I got to back down from that. That was my leading theory, that what happened on Oak Island was collective madness. This guy did it because that guy did it, who did it because that guy did it, who did it because that guy did it. But no, with what we've found since, I have to discard that. Something happened on Oak Island. Something significant and unrecorded happened on Oak Island. I have become convinced.
All right, because you were originally the skeptic of the two, as I recall. Rick, it seems that your biggest season 7 challenge was that the Earth is constantly shifting and making your dig confusing and risky. Is that a fair assessment?
That's certainly part of it. I mean, the Money Pit has been riddled with holes, shafts, and tunnels. But more to the point is we continue to realize that we don't understand the Money Pit in its totality. In other words, a lot of the history of the previous or activities of the previous searcher groups have gone unrecorded, and so we continue to be mystified trying to puzzle that out. Is this an original depositional work, or is it a searcher era? So that's really what we struggle with in the Money Pit.
Marty, should you guys hit the mother lode, it's not clear. It's not really clear cut as to, you know, what you get to keep and what the Canadian government gets. Is that, do you have good lawyers for this?
that is just an excellent question, and we would certainly need them. Depending on what this treasure might be, there would be lots of claimants. But, you know, hey, that would be what we call a happy problem, I guess.
Right. Rick, sounds like you guys are expanding your treasure hunting horizons with a new History Channel show called beyond Oak Island? Maybe just a little description of that, please.
As part of the Oak Island search, we realized that there are other people whose counsel we have sought, in fact, in terms of applying science and technologies to our endeavors. And we realized that there were other ongoing searches. And Marty and I both love history, and this is a way to tell some of the lost history, i.e. regarding treasure hunts. Those famous and those of that have little recognition but are exceedingly interesting. And so that was really the reason for it.
Sure. It's called The Curse of Oak Island, History Channel, Season 8 starts tonight. The show is at 8 o'clock. Marty and Rick, they're brothers, Marty and Rick Lagina. Guys, what a great time talking to you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, thank you.